Let's get you on the move. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Essoff, only on The Voice of the Cape.
So some 16 minutes after 8 is where we're at this morning. We're into the final hour of the show. And of course, like we said a little earlier on, and you heard about it in the sport news as well, we are going to be speaking to Salman Murad this morning. I know this week has been pretty hectic for him and his team. And of course, I think for the community of Cape Town as well, since he's a local lad doing some great things. And a PAAL rugby player, Salman Murad, will captain his first DHL Stormers match against the Bulls today. Now his regular position, for those of you that are familiar, is lock, and we understand that he's been chasing his passion for 14 years now. And of course, today and this evening will be his time to shine and prove that he can lead the team in a match that's been quoted as being as big as the North-South Derby. And of course, kickoff will be happening at the Loftus Versfeld at 7 p.m. this evening. We thought we'd touch base with him before kickoff, and joining us online this morning, Salman Murad. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Good to be chatting.
Assalamu alaikum, Sabira. Shukran so much for having me. It's a real privilege.
Only a pleasure. Of course, I can imagine it must have been a nail-biting week ahead of this evening. Perhaps chatting to us in terms of, I know the captaincy, you've been quoted in the media as saying, you know, this has been a dream come true. Perhaps speaking to us about that firstly.
Yeah, Sabira, I think ever since I started playing rugby, obviously it's always a dream to represent the Stormers. You don't really think that it would come. And alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of representing the Stormers, and now even so more to captain the team. Obviously, it's a dream come true. Alhamdulillah, and I'm looking forward to what lies ahead, and hopefully I can make use of this opportunity.
I can imagine it's been a dream come true, but not without challenge. Perhaps speaking to us, you know, about, you know, within the rugby fraternity, perhaps the challenges that you've, you know, stumbled across along the way in order to achieve and reach this dream of captaincy.
Yeah, it's been a long journey. Obviously, there has been a lot of challenges and speed bumps along the way. Just thinking, you know, I had to, you know, as any sportsman, you have to work really, really hard for what you want. Things don't just come easily. I think for the Muslim community as well, like we don't normally have the resources like many other players, and I think that's definitely one of them. But alhamdulillah, we are now, and we're hoping to make the most out of it.
So, man, it's interesting that you mentioned the Muslim community and, you know, the lack of resources, and being a player of color, I mean, in itself possesses its own challenges. But then within the rugby fraternity, you know, are we seeing progression being made in terms of players that are now taking up these positions, but especially players of color?
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, it's just evident to see, and it's really nice to see, like, people from our communities and are coming through the ranks. I think if you look, not just only in rugby, I think in all sport codes, if you look at the Proteas captain, Zubair Hamza, it's really nice to see yet another boy from our community that's a captain. Inshallah, we only hope that it can only get better for the next generations to come through. And we're really optimistic about the future, and inshallah, we're looking forward to that.
Now, you know, it's one thing to perhaps represent the Stormers as a player and, you know, pitch up to the game. I believe it's something else entirely when you are leading the team as the captain, perhaps taking us through the paces of, you know, what's it been like this week up until, you know, today. And of course, with this evening coming through at kickoff time at 7 p.m., you know, what's been going through your mind? How have you been preparing personally?
It's been quite some time since I've captained the team. It's been a couple of years. The last time I captained the team was the under-20 team. So this week has been some sort of adjustment in the sense of just getting used to the role again. But you know, I'm really grateful for the players around me. I've got a good group of leaders. You know, they're making my job a lot easier. it's a young team, but there's some good leaders there. And I think for me personally, it would be just to try to play my game well. I think the rest will come by itself.
Certainly. Now, in terms of, you know, come this evening, what is your game plan? You know, do you want to share a bit with your listeners? I know there's been a great reaction from your home side out in Paarl, right here in Cape Town as well. People have been going crazy online. Perhaps sharing with them ahead of this evening.
Yeah, I think going into this game, we all know it's a preparation series and obviously there's a bigger picture to it. We're trying to build some squad depth going into the Rainbow Cup later this year. So we're looking forward to what some of our youngsters can do tonight. But in saying that, we're really looking forward to this game. It's a massive occasion, as you mentioned earlier. It's always a big one against the Bulls. So we'll be going to this well prepared and looking forward to what lies ahead.
Someone perhaps sharing with us, you know, how is the team feeling? You know, what with the changes that has undergone within the team, you know, over the past month or so, with CM moving over to KZN, etc. You know, how is the team holding themselves together? You know, are they good in a good headspace?
Yeah, as you mentioned, CM left. So we basically, I'm not sure if you can call it a rebuilding phase, but I mean, specifically now for this preparation cup, we've got some quality youngsters coming through that are very exciting. So in that sense, you know, things are looking good. We're building some nice squad depth. Players are really eager to go. Players are really eager to take the opportunities. I think in the last couple of weeks, some of the youngsters did really well, and they'll be looking to do the same tonight. So we'll be looking out for that and hopefully build some good momentum going into the Rainbow Cup later this year.
Mm-hmm. Saman, and finally, you know, just a message for your fans and those that will be rooting for you and your team come this evening.
Yes, I just want to say shukran. First of all, shukran for all the support. I really appreciate it. We'll always do our best as always, and inshallah we hope to make you guys proud.
Awesome stuff. Well, Salman, all of the best to yourself as well as the team. Everyone's going to be glued to their screens come 7 p.m. this evening. And we do wish you all of the best and strength to you as well. Thank you for joining us on VOC Breakfast this morning. Go well.
Shukran so much. Shukran for having me.
Only all a pleasure. Salam rahmatullah. And that was Salman Murat, DHL Stormers head for this evening, so he will be captaining the DHL Stormers side against that game with the Bulls to come this evening. 7 p.m. Is kickoff time, and I'm sure everyone's looking forward to that match as well.